All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, June 1st of 2024 here. Looking ahead, we have a ton of DFS action coming at you today. We have a 9-game early MLB slate, 5-game main MLB slate. We have golf all day. We have a 12-fight MMA card, a single NHL showdown, 4-game UFL slate. We have trucks and Xfinity today for NASCAR, followed by Cup Race tomorrow. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. We do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And we do the show here on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in, get your questions answered, and thank you for tuning in and hanging out with me. If you're not signed up with SaberSim, we have a 5-day, no strings attached free trial. I always recommend people getting started here on the weekend due to all of the sports action that we just talked about. But with that said, we're going to get the app pulled up here. And looks like we have one question here to get us started. So if anybody has any questions, now's a good time to get those in the queue. But let's get this one kicked off. All right. First question. I'm new to SaberSim. Welcome. And am on the standard plan. After all lineups have been posted, if I don't have any players that are out, is there any reason to run late swap? Do ownership projections change? Okay, good question. So what I would say is if you are playing MLB, which, you know, this time of year you are, I would say there's no reason to late swap. And the only time you'd really want to do this is in a sport like NBA, right? Like even if a player isn't in your lineups, right? Maybe you have 5 lineups and you don't have Nikola Jokic in any of them. Well, if he gets ruled out, it technically, you know, doesn't affect the players in your lineup, but it affects the entire slate overall, right? The Denver's going to have a bunch of value. You're going to want to get those players in your lineup. So in a case like that, you would want to. In a sport like MLB, you know, if I don't know, what's a good example here? If, you know, Fernando Tatis Jr. ends up getting a rest day in, you know, one of the later games on the slate, you know, it's not going to change like the entire dynamic of how the slate is going to play out. So it's not going to have as big of an impact. So in my opinion, if you're playing MLB, lineups get posted, great. You know, if you're on the standard, no reason to late swap there. So happy to clarify that question for you. But with that, no more questions here. So I thought it'd be a good time to just do a little bit of a demo here. Interesting slate. I honestly love these slates where all the games basically start at the same time. You know, Tampa Bay and Baltimore start 5 minutes ahead of all the other 8 games on the slate. So this is one of my favorite, just like ton of action all at once here. And just kind of roll from there. So should be a fun day here. And, you know, first thing I'm going to do, obviously, is come in and check the weather, make sure no games have, like, postponement risk or high delay risk. And, you know, let's just, like, assume that they don't, right? Okay, great. We're going to come in, make 2 small adjustments to projections here. And I'm just going to kick off some lineups, right? And I'll show you guys what I do, my personal lineups. You know, I like to drop min salary a little bit just because I'm okay playing lineups that are a little bit lower salary if the builder thinks that those are good, well correlated lineups with a chance of winning here. So you don't always see them. You know, we did a demo I think the other day with like NBA Showdown where the minimum salary for NBA Showdown was set to like 45,000 and I set it all the way to 0, and then we went and looked and our lowest salary lineup was 47,300. So even with no guardrail, it was still building, you know, strong lineups because it's going to do that naturally. So I'm just giving the builder a little bit more flexibility because I trust it, basically, is the short, you know, version there. So one thing I didn't do is set up a contest sim. I'm going to jump over to all contests. Let's say I'm building lineups for the $4 click run contest sim here. And while that gets set up, going to move some columns around, make sure I can see everything I want. All right. So we got our pool exposure leverage. Perfect. Got our 20 lineups going. Got our contest sim going. All is good so far. Contest sim finishes. I'm going to go into my contest, the sorting metric drop down, go to the contest sim and switch to risk adjusted ROI, which is my preference here. And after that, I like to scroll down to the last lineup in my set of 20 here. And then I like to basically use that lineup to kind of grade. I get a little bit of a cascade effect, like, okay, you know, if I'm comfortable with the last lineup in my set, then I'm going to be comfortable with all the other 19 above it, right? So I'm going to come in here, jump up min uniques here. I'm going to jump to 7. Usually I start at 5, but I know that every time I go to 5, I always have to go higher. So 7 min uniques here, right? What min uniques is doing is it's making sure that every lineup that you're playing in your set of 20 here, or however many lineups are in your box next to my lineups, has X players different from every other lineup. So what this is saying is like, hey, make sure 7 out of 10 players are different in every single lineup that we're viewing. That's why we build you a pool of lineups. The builder is skipping lineups along the way that don't match that criteria and going and finding lineups that do. Sorry for the buffering issues. Looks like it's buffering kind of a little bit here. And then our second to last lineup is 0.5%. You know, 7 would be like kind of the max for me here, right? So I'm going to stay at 7 and then we'll kind of see here. But so far, so good. I'm going to start with my mini uniques, jump over to my stack exposures, getting a lot of 5 stacks, which is the same as I'm getting in my pool. So I'm all good with that. Game stacks, you know, don't tell like a huge story. Batters are so high variance in baseball that, you know, getting spread out here is totally fine with a little bit of extra exposure to Arizona. No problem there. Only 30% stack exposure. And then jumping over to players, I like to look at batters first. So batters, no batter over 25%, which is totally good with me here. And then last thing to look at would be our pitchers. So I'm just kind of spot checking this, right? Like mini nixes did all this work for me. And then I'm coming in here and verifying it. Like, hey, am I good with my stacks? Okay, check. Am I good with my team stacks? Check. Am I good with my batters? Check. Am I good with my pitchers? Check. Right. And, you know, we're getting a ton of exposure to Chris Sale, you know, high ownership here, playing Oakland. Oakland has like the lowest team total on the day, less than 3 here. So makes sense to me. I'm fine with it. We're getting spread out otherwise. So, you know, the builder did all this work and I'm just coming in here and making sure I'm good with it all. And I am, right? So I'd be completely happy entering these 20 lineups that I'm looking at. All right. Question here from Sharon. Hey, Andrew, if you're entering a less than the max in 150, is it best to build for the exact number you entered or for the max 150? Okay. Good question. So I would just set up your build settings for the contest that you're playing, regardless of how many entries you have. And then when you come into my lineups, I would just set this number to however many lineups you're playing. So say you're playing, you know, 15 and 150 max. Well, set up your build settings as if it's 150 max and the correct contest size, but then build the lineup, the number of lineups you need. Don't build more and then just kind of like unique random them, you know, understand like, hey, these are the exact lineups I'm putting into the contest. This is what they look like. This is what the exposures are. Because if you have a bigger set and you're only taking, you know, 10% of that, well, you don't really know how that's going to shake out. You could end up with like a subset of 15 lineups that look very, very different from what the 150 look like. So build the number of lineups you need, set up the contest settings for the contest that you're playing. But good question. All right. Answered a couple questions. Did a bit of a slate demo here. So I think we're going to call it a wrap. Appreciate you guys tuning in and hanging out with me here on a Saturday morning. I will be back here Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you. Thanks. Bye.